أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Today we will discuss inshallah the Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, which is also known as Asalat al-Takhzeeb. And this is one of the Asulul Amliya with the other Asulul Amliya, in continuation with that, the Tabrat, Takhzeeb, Ihtiyat, Ishtighal, and Istisab. And now we will first explain what is meant by Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain. That, for example, if somebody knows its duty or responsibility, that the takleef is known and there is doubt regarding the mukallif bihi, and at that time the ihtiyat cannot be practiced and the takleef or responsibility cannot be changed. For example, we give the example that during the Zuhur after Juma, there is a prayer that's obligated to be offered, but we do not know that either the Juma is haram or wajib. The jins takleef, we know that there is one takleef that is wajib, one takleef is there, one takleef has to be obeyed, a prayer has to be offered. But what is this takleef? Either it is wajib or haram. In that case, we do not know. And this Dauran between the wajib and haram is known as the Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain. For example, if the mukallaf bihi at the time of the Namaz-e-Juma, he brings it so he can do the ihtiyat, but when this is the Dauran between the wajib and haram, the ihtiyat cannot be done. In that cases, where the cases where the ihtiyat cannot be done, where the ishtighal cannot be practiced, those are the cases of takzeer. That, for example, do we have got a certainty, a confirmation that the takleef is there, and with takleef is one prayer on the day of Juma, and we take it that whether if it is wajib or it is haram. If it is wajib, then it's very good if we bring it, but if it is haram, it's not good to bring it. So in the Baab-e-Barat, there's a difference over here. In the Baab-e-Barat, this is that the asal takleef is not known, that the original duty, the original responsibility is not known, and we don't have anything to do with the mukallif bihi. For example, the case of the Tasbihat al-Arba, that they should be recited as once as wajib or three times as wajib. So if the original duty, if the original takleef is not known, that is the case of Barat. Or similarly, the dua in the Ru'yatul Hilal, whether it is wajib or not, and if the takleef is not known, if that we don't have got anything to do with the mukallaf bihi, and that is the case of the Barat. Similarly, the Shurb-e-Tawtun, that either it is, that is, using tobacco, is it haram or is it not? In those cases, the asal taklif is not known, and we got the shak. And in the cases of the takfir, the cases are that the asal taklif is known, and we got the shak in the mukallaf bihi. And when we got the shak in the mukallaf bihi, then these are the cases where ihtiyat cannot be practiced. So they are known as Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, because ishtighal can be practiced when the asal taklif is known and there is shak in the mukallaf bihi. It is the same case as with takfir, but here the possibility of the ihtiyat can be practiced. So it's possible to practice ihtiyat, like if the case is that on the day of the Jummah, we don't know that whether Jummah is wajib or zuhur, so there is the possibility of ihtiyat to be practiced over here. If we bring both of them, and if the mukallaf is muraddad between two things, and he ihtiyat is mumkin, so he can bring the two things, and that is the case of ishtighal. And here in this case, Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain is something between ishtighal and barat, that we are dealing with a situation that is ranking in between ishtighal and barat, and we call it as the salat al-takfir, because in barat we don't know what is the original taklif, what is the original duty, what is the original responsibility. Here we know that what is the original responsibility, and if the original responsibility can be executed, if the ihtiyat can be practiced, this is the case of ishtighal. And if the ihtiyat cannot be practiced, then it is the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain. They say that the mukhalafatul amaliya is possible and is not possible, and the muafiqatul amaliya is also not possible. So this is the case where neither the mukhalafat amaliya is possible, not the mukhalafat muafiqat amaliya is possible. And that's how the Muhaqqiq Iraqi said. He said that this is the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, in which the mukhalafat amaliya is not possible and the mukhalafat muafiqat ilmiya is also not possible. And this is against the ishtighal. In ishtighal, the muafiqat amaliya is possible and the mukhalafat amaliya is also possible. For example, we do not know that this part is najas or the other part is najas, so we avoid both of them. So muafiqat amaliya is possible, or if we use both of them, then the mukhalafat qat'iyya is there, and mukhalafat qat'iyya is possible in that case. And that is the case of ihtiyat. In case of barat, like the case of shurb-e-tawtun, where we do not know that whether it is haram or not, depending on the argument that if we do not know whether it is haram or not, then this is the case of the barat. But if we have to practice ihtiyat in this case, then the muafiqat qat'iyya can be practiced, and ihtiyat can be practiced depending upon the understanding after Totun, Shurbe Totun, that the use of the tobacco, that whether the Takleef did the Mukhalfat Katiya or not. So, that Dauran Bain al Mahzurain, what is known is that the Takleef is known, like the case that the Jummah prayer, on the Jummah prayer, we know that one prayer has to be offered, but we do not know whether it is wajib or haram. So it is both fa'il and tariq. So the muafqat ihtimaliya is there and the mukhalfat ihtimaliya is there, that the mukhalfat muafqat hatmi is not there and the mukhalfat qat'i is not there, but ihtimaliya is there in these cases. So the muafqat qat'iyya is not possible and the mukhalfat qat'iyya is not possible, and they say this is the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, and that is the case where the muafqat qat'iyya is not possible and the mukhalfat qat'iyya is also not possible. However, the muafqat ihtimaliya and the mukhalfat ihtimaliya, hatman, they do exist when there is an objection to it, and objection is that at some time it possible to have muafqat qat'iyya or mukhalfat qat'iyya. So where we can have this situation, for example, in the prayer of Jummah and Zuhr, if the Jummah prayer is wajib, the Zuhr is haram, and if the Zuhr prayer is wajib, the Jummah is haram, in that situation we know that there is one responsibility of a prayer on the day of Jummah. That what is this responsibility, whether it is Zuhr or Jummah, we do not know. And if we want to combine it, this is the case of Bab Ishtighal. The Bab Ishtighal says that both offer the Namaz Zuhur and the Namaz Jummah. So Muafqat Qat'iyya is possible over here. So Muafqat Qat'iyya is there when both Zuhur and Jummah are offered, and the Mukhalfat Qat'iyya is there when none of them is offered. So that is the case of Bab Ishtighal. But we hear in this case, when the Namaz Zuhr and Jummah have got the ihtimal of Hurmat and one has got the ihtimal of Wajib. For example, if one is Wajib, the other is Haram. If Namaz Jummah is wajib, the Namaz Zuhur is haram. So the Mukhalfat Qat'iyya, it becomes, or the Muafqat Qat'iyya, it both of them cannot be practiced, and that's the reason given by Ayatullah Naini and Aqa Ziya. They see that Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain should be interpreted in a way that the muafqat qat'iyya is not possible and the mukhalfat qat'iyya is also not possible, but there are certain situations in which both of them can be possible. For example, the jins takleef is known. If ihtiyat is possible, ihtiyat can be practiced. For example, in case of the Jummah prayer, both the Jummah prayer and the Zuhr prayer can be brought out. So which one of them is haram or wajib, we do not know. So we try to make a jam in between them, and if the jam is tried to made in between them, that's a case of ihtiyat. But where the jam is not possible, one of them has got the possibility of haram and one of has got the possibility of wajib, then that's the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain. that the jinn-e-takleef is known and the ihtiyat is not possible. The mukhalafat-e-amliya is not jaiz and the mukhalafat-e-qat'iyya is also not jaiz here. But there are certain situations in which these can be found also. For example, if the namaz-e-jummah is wajib and the zuhur is haram, and if the zuhur is wajib, the namaz-e-jummah, in these cases, the mukhalafat-e-qat'iyya is possible, that so both can be brought, and the muakhafat-e-qat'iyya is also possible, that the muakhafat-e-qat'iyya can be done. And there is another point that can be referred to these cases, that we are discussing only one murad. The supposition is one murad, that Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain in one murad. If there are two murads, so in those cases the muafqat-e-qat'iyya is also possible and the mukhalafat-e-qat'iyya is also possible, and the haram budan and the wajib budan is also possible in that cases. For example, if on one Jummah it is the Jummah is offered and on the other Jummah the Zuhur is offered, so both Mukhalafat-e-Qat'iyya and the Muwafaqat-e-Qat'iyya can be practiced. Similarly is the division of the Takhyir-e-Badwi and the Takhyir-e-Istimrari. And the Takhyir-e-Badwi is that if somebody offers the Jummah prayers and then he always offers it, then Mukhalafat-e-Qat'iyya and the Muwafaqat-e-Qat'iyya is not possible. And in case of the Takhyir-e-Istimrari, the Mukhalafat-e-Qat'iyya Amliya and the Mukhalafat-e-Qat'iyya Amliya, Muwafaqat-e-Qat'iyya Amliya is there. And that is the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain, because the jins of takleef is known and the ihtiyat is not possible. If the ihtiyat is not possible, and it is also not the case of Barat, because asal takleef is not known in case of Barat, while in these cases the asal takleef is known. So the ihtiyat is possible. If it's possible, it can be practiced. But if it's not possible, then is the case of Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain. And there are 10 opinions about that regarding the Dauran al-Amr Bain al-Mahzurain. Today we will discuss one of them, and that's the opinion of Shaykh Akhund. He says that this is the Takhjir-e-Akli Baha'i Akli Vashari Zahiran, that the Takhjir-e-Akli, he means that the Akal says that bring it or don't bring it, they are equal on both sides. So if the Namaz-e-Jummah is taken as wajib or haram, the Akal says that you may bring it or you may not bring it. You have got the choice for that. You have got the Takhjir-e-Akli, and that's the Mukhayyar by way of Akal, by way of reason. And what is the meaning of Abaha-e-Zahiri? Abaha-e-Zahiri has got two meanings. One meaning is that the Kullu Shayin Mutlak, and in the Kullu Shayin Mutlak, they refer to the Hadith-e-Rafa, that Rafa ma ya'lamun, that for example, we do not know what's wajib and what's not wajib and what's haram and what's not haram. So for the Tajin-e-Wazifa, the Zarf-e-Shak, the Akal says that you should bring an Asl there and the Asl should be made jari to both the sides, that the asl should be jari for both the sides, and the asl If jari on the wajib side would say it is not wajib, and if jari on the haram side it would say that it is not haram. So this is the takhyir-e akli by jariyan-e asl, and on the one side and also on the other side, and the jariyan-e asl is bringing the muafqat-e qat'iyya, is not bringing neither the muafqat-e qat'iyya neither the mukhalafat-e qat'iyya, and that is the asl is doing both sides of the ilm-e ajmali and trying to make it either to leave it or do it. So they are using the principle kullu shayin laka halal. For example, in the Jummah prayer we don't know whether it's wajib and we don't know whether it's haram. So if we use the principle of rafa ma la ya'lamun, the principles would say that we don't know that whether it's haram or not. Pas rafa ma ya'lamun is jari here, and this is the takhyir akli by ibaha shari, and this is what the marhum akhund has proposed it as a solution to these cases, that actually this is in the meaning of abaha yani asl, and the takhyir akli which being practiced is, and the other meanings of it is in the rawayatain mutarizain, that when there are two narrations which are contradicting each other, then the asl says sukut, and none of them is hujjat, but the riwayat says that no, it is not sukut. This is the case of ta'abbud, that when there is ta'aruz, the sukut according to the aql or according to the asl, but if the tarjih is needed, the tarjih should be preferred. For example, shohrat muafqat-e-kitab mukhalif ba'ama, so the tarjih has to be practiced. But if there is no tarjih, then there is takhyir there, then this takhyir is ta'abbudan, that this takhyir is not by way of aql, but this, this is the ibaha-e-zahari, this is the meaning of the ibaha-e-zahari, and this refers to riwayat-e-ahl-e-bayt only. It's not referring to other cases. For example, the meaning of takhyir akli by ibaha shari is for the way of riwayat, and this is the ibaha zahari means that the asl should be brought, or the muadda of darbab ta'aruz, that in the case of the ta'aruz it should be practiced, the takhyir should be practiced by ta'abbud, and there are objections to it, and the objection says that the jariyanul asl cannot be practiced to the atraf of ilm ajmali, that is, if the akhund says that jariyan-e asl is there, he has to believe that the jariyan-e asl can be practiced on the atraf of ilm ajmali, otherwise on the atraf of ilm ajmali it's not possible to practice the asl, because the tanakus is there in the sadr and zail, and in the atraf ilm ajmali the asl cannot be made as jari, and that is what the mukhalafat-e amliya, and the mukhalafat-e amliya is there on the cases of asl and when made jari on the atraf ilm ajmali. If the mukhalafat-e amliya is not there, there is no reason for it, and all asool cannot be, all asool are taken away from the atraf of ilm ajmali. For example, the principle of kullu shayin tahar hatta ta'lam, if applied to the atraf ilm ajmali, the ilm ajmali says that no, the ilm is there, la tanquzu yaqeen bishak. So ilm ajmali makes use of amara here and does not allow the asal to be practiced in these cases. So if the amara is there, then the asal cannot be practiced, because asal can only be practiced if there is no amara there, and we are only left with takhyir-e-akli, because the takhyir-e-akli says that that there is no reason to use the akal, but the takhyir-e-akli ma labaha ma tabud is the answer that's given by marhum akhun, and the objection still exists that this cannot be applied to the atraf ilm al-ajmali as proposed by Shaykh Akhund, and the atraf ilm al-ajmali, the asal cannot be practiced because the mukhalafat-e-qat'iyya becomes lazim here, and the muafakat-e-qat'iyya also becomes lazim here, and that is one of the reasons that the takhyir by hukm al-aql says that there is no asal that can be practiced in these cases. And then the cases of the ta'aruz, similarly, if there are ta'aruz of two riwayat, so that rule can be used, but it cannot be applied to the ta'aruz of two ayat or to the ta'aruz of the ghair riwayati ta'aruz. That's the daleel ghair rawai li ta'aruz. For example, the ta'aruz of the two ijma cannot be interpreted by this way, and similarly the bab ta'adul and taraji is specific for the riwayatul ahl bayt and not to the other aspects of ta'aruz, because the ta'aruz ghair riwai is not solved by these kind of arguments, and these apply for the cases of the objections to Shaykh Akhund. But the original solution offered by him, that the takhyir akli ba shari zahiran, persists as a solution to the problem of dauran ul amr bain ul mahzurain. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.